We'll discuss some Inyanei Lag BaOmer as next week, next Wednesday night is Lag BaOmer. So the Rama writes in Shulchan Aruch, Mistaprim Biyom Lamid Gimel on Lag BaOmer, on the 33rd day of the Omer, which is Yud Ches Iyar, which is the 18th day of Iyar, one is permitted to take a haircut. Obviously, what the Rama is referring to, it is a minhag, different minhagim, but there are minhagi svira in between Pesach and Shavuos. Even though minhag Torah, it's a happy time, that we're basically counting the time between the Exodus from Egypt, you see it's Mitzrayim, and Matan Torah, so on a biblical level, it is a happy time. But later on in Jewish history, most famously, Rabbi Akiva's 24,000 students, or different crusades, different things as well went on. Whatever the issues were, we have a minhag of avelos, not to get married during this time, not to take haircuts, not to listen to music, etc. So however, on Lag BaOmer, the Rama writes, one could take a haircut. So there's different minhagim. Those who finish on Lag BaOmer, so once you finish Lag BaOmer, then you could take a haircut the day after, the day after, the day after, you're finished. But even those who begin Rosh Chodesh and go past Lag BaOmer, even they are permitted to take a haircut Lag BaOmer. Everyone seems to say Lag BaOmer is okay. So what is the Rama write? So that's the background. So the Rama writes that one is permitted to take a haircut on Lag BaOmer, but that's even though in Judaism, Vayiyarev Vayibokeh Yom Echad, the day begins at night. Nevertheless, the Rama writes regarding taking a haircut, you should not take a haircut until Thursday morning. But not at the night before. And the Mishnah Berurah there quotes, Amachokas Achronim, some are even lenient to take a haircut or perhaps get married the night before. In fact, if I believe correctly, Rav Nissen Alpert, who is a Talmid Muvak of Rav Moshe from the Lower East Side, he's daughter or son got married on the night of Lag BaOmer, working with Rav Moshe Shita. There's a separate issue also on Yud Zayin, on the night of Yud Zayin Tammuz, when the 3 weeks begin, a similar issue, but so we'll see. There are those who are makel on even the night before. So what is this issue? Whether one has to wait to Thursday morning to take a haircut, or one could take a haircut Wednesday night? What is the issue at hand? So the quote from the Hari Kedem, in the name of Rav Soloveitchik, the foundation of the Machlo dispute is, Im Heter Atzisparis B'yom La'migivah Omer Hu Misha Mixas Hayom Kekulo. Because we have a general rule, we have, in other areas, we have a rule in Avelis that we're all familiar with on this, that there's a, when someone passes away, one of the seven relatives, so there's a din of Shiva. So Shiva is 7 days. However, we're familiar with on the seventh day, people just sit in the morning and get up right away. Based on the principle of Mixus Hayom Kikua, that part of the day is considered the end of the day. So, and therefore, that's what some want to point out, and so in the morning, El Shemixus Hayom Kaku Havalekiu Tamu Halab Gimu Yamin Davelos Mimixus Hayom. And kind of like Ain Shita Samachaber Lugabi Lamin Dalad Biomir. Like the Machaber Shita, Vidya says it's on the 34th day of the Omer. But that's so perhaps one way to understand the Rama is that we have a principle by Avelos of Mixus Hayom Kakuo. Lama Gimel Omer is the night, is the last day of the unit. So on the last day of the unit, we say Mixus Hayom Kikulo, just like we do by Shiva. And perhaps you could say, that could be the Machokas. There are those Rishonim who say, I believe it's the Ramban, that you say mixes a laila kalaila, you even say alam minigas we don't, but some even say it at night, so then perhaps lag ba'omer, when you b'makam mitzvah, when you want to have a wedding or some other issue, so then we permit you to take a haircut or even get married even the night before. But that could be one issue on whether the Ramah brings down you do it during the day, because that's the way we pass. In the machlokes, do you say mixes hayom kikuo, or do you also say mixes halayla kikuo? So that could be one way of warning the Ramah. Oh, maybe everyone agrees. No, we're working with mixes hayom kikuo. So what's the other shita? O mishum the heter atispar is b'gam gav omer mishum nugal med gimel ba'omer chashuv kiyantov. Lama Gimel Ba'omer, as the Rama writes, is a mixas yantov. It's a quasi yantov, and the F of a yantov, shari listapir. And we know, on a yantov, then you're permitted, not a regular yantov, it's usher, but on a yantov, there's always a malacha, it's mutter to shave. So that would be the Nashkamina. If we say the issue is based on mixes hayom kikuo, so then we normally only accept it in the morning, hence the Ramah's minig. Those achronim who say that you can even take a haircut at night and do other things at night, they hold it's not midin mixes hayom kikuo, it's midin that it's a yantav. And a raya brewer was a proof to the shita that it's a yantav and not based on mixes hayom is, because the Ramah brings down in Sif Gimel, the Harbe Makomos Nohagin Limnos Es Alame Gimel Yom Mibeis Iyar Ad Shavuos. The many have accustomed to start from Rosh Chodesh Iyar, the second Mibeis Iyar Ad Shavuos. Vafil Hachi Gamheim Nohagim Heter Tisporis Belame Gimel Omer. As we mentioned before, even those Minhagim who begin Rosh Chodesh Iyar still take a haircut or shave on Lag Ba'omer. The Uvade Roshita Zu Roshah Machlomer Mixer. You can't say it's based on mixes of Yom, because it's in the middle of the count. But then Mixer Gula Roshayach Lo B'Sof Amin. How could they shave on Lag Ba'omer? It must be that the heter is that Lam Megim Ba'omer is Chashuv Kiyantiv, and therefore a Pashto, if he's a heter, no Egim Berev Gamkin. So therefore, I wouldn't say it's a steer in the Ramah, but from the Ramah about Mistaper B'Yom, they write the minigas to do it during the day, not at night, implying it's a din of mixes hayom. On the other hand, the Ramah in Sif Gimel, he brings down that even those who don't, it's not the last day, implying it's a yantav. But either way, that's a discussion. See where the Ramah writes, it's a mixas yantav, Lag Ba'omer. So what's that? Why is it a mixas yantav? What happened on Lag Ba'omer that would make it into a quasi yantav? So we're all familiar with the Gemara in Yevamos that Mesu, the 24,000 students of Rabbi Akiva, died, and therefore, according to different traditions, some say they stopped dying on Lag Ba'omer, on the 33rd day of the Omer. And therefore, that's why it's a mixas yantav. It's a mixas yantav because the tragedy ended. So the question is, it's one thing not to be sad anymore when a tragedy ends. Where do we have any precedent that after a tragedy ends, we turn it into a quasi yantav, a mixas yantav? That's what the Gra seems to be saying. The Be'er HaGra, he alludes to the Gemara at the end of Tainus. There's a famous Gemara at the end of Tainus on the two happiest days of the year. So the Gemara says Yom Kippur, because it's a day of Slichu Mechila, it's a day of forgiveness, and Tu B'Av, the 15th day of Av. So the Gemara says, Bishlom Hayom HaKippur, I understand Yom Kippur, Deka Slichu Mechila. But Tu B'Av, most people never even heard of it. Forget about being the happiest day of the year. The Gemara lists numerous things that happened on that day. And that's why it's a mixas yantav. The one I want to take out is that one of the things that happened was the Mesi HaMidbar, the Jews who were destined to die after the Sin of Meraglim, they stopped dying on, or I should say, they recognized that they stopped dying on Tuba, because clearly they stopped dying before. As the Medrash says, that what do they do every year? On Tisha B'Av, everyone dug their own grave and slept in the grave area. Those who woke up got out, and those who died, they buried them. So the last year, they all did it, and everyone got up. So they figured, oh, we got the wrong date, and they did it for a couple of days until they finally saw the moon, and they realized, wait a second, it's the 15th of Av. Obviously, it must be God had Rachmanes on us, and God said it's not going to stop the Mesi HaMidbar from dying anymore. So the Gemara says it's a mixus yentif. It's a discussion whether you could say all the reasons given the Gemara you need to make it a mixus yentif. That's why Tubav is, or from the Gra it's mashma. This one of any of those reasons is enough, and therefore the Rabbi Kiva's students dying, it's kind of like the tragedy ended. The Mesi HaMidbar stopped dying, and therefore we have a mixus yentif. So perhaps that's the source of the Ramah, but the Gra seems to be saying why Lag BaOmer is a mixas yantav. So one thing that I say happened is that Rabbi Akiva's students stopped dying. And we say from the Gemara, that's enough to make it a mixas yantav. But perhaps it's more. I mean, that's just merely eliminating the negative. What else potentially happen on Lag BaOmer? So the Medrash tells us on the 18th of Iyar, not a good thing, but going way back, the Mabul started, the flood that God went to destroy the world. That started, they pointed out, it started on Yunches Iyar, so not an auspicious time. And in fact, there's an old minig of playing bow and arrow, shooting the bow and arrow on Lag BaOmer. Where does that come from? Because the Hebrew word keshet means rainbow, it means bow and arrow. That's the rainbow to remind us that God's not going to destroy the world anymore after the flood. So on one hand, earlier in Jewish history, or earlier in history, the Mabul started, but later on, something positive happened. Or Chasam Sofer writes, the mun started falling on Yudches Iyar. So we see it's an inauspicious time, and it's time for revelation, the heavens opening up. And we see on one hand, it was 40 days of destruction with the Mabul. On the other hand, with the mun, it was 40 years of blessing. So the 18th of Iyar is an auspicious time for revelation, and if we do tshuva mispalel, then Lamed Gimel Omer hopefully will be bracha like the man. In fact, interesting that different holidays always fall on the same day. So for instance, Pesach and Tisha B'Av. The first night of the Seder is always the day of Tisha B'Av. So this year, Tisha B'Av is Shabbos, so we're going to have a nitcha. We'll push it off to Sunday. So the Mefarshim try to find some link between Tisha B'Av and Pesach. Others point out there's another two holidays fall in the same day of the week. Plag, or Plag HaMincha, Purim and Lag BaOmer. Purim and Lag BaOmer always fall out on the same day. So Purim happened on Thursday, so Lag BaOmer is on Thursday, next Thursday. So if it's always falls out on the same date, there must be some link between Purim and Lag BaOmer. What is the link between Purim and Lag BaOmer? So some point out that just like on Lag BaOmer, it started off as a day of Kola, the Mabul, and it ended off a day of Bracha, the man, so to Purim. It began with Haman making a decree, Lahashmil Laharas, call Yehudim Tafanashim, to kill everybody. And later on, we know it never led to fruition, and the Jews ended up being victorious. So it turned up. So Purim also started off as a negative and turned it into a positive. So to Lag BaOmer, it began, and that's always, especially with Lag BaOmer, we'll see, it'll be connected to Kabbalah in a minute, but especially in Kabbalistic literature, everything's always good. It's what we do with it. And therefore, Lag BaOmer, we have to use at the time now. It's a time of revelation, and we have to use it in terms of bracha. So that's one connection between Purim and Lag BaOmer. They both went from Kola to bracha. Another explanation is what else happened on Lag BaOmer. Tradition has it that Rav Shimon Bar Yochai died on that day, and he revealed the Kabbalah. He could reveal the Zohar. And the Zohar, it revealed the hidden secrets, the mystical secrets. I guess up until now they were hidden. He felt now the time was right, and he revealed the Zohar, Kabbalistic hidden secrets. That's at some point out. That's the connection. That Purim, we know it's the only book that's not mentioned, one of the few that's not mentioned in Tanakh. It's one of the few that doesn't have God's name in it. So just like that's Esther Hester Panim, so to Purim was God's presence was hidden, and then he revealed himself through Derech HaTeva. So too, Lag BaOmer, that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai revealed the hidden secrets as well. So we see God was working behind the scenes, both on Purim and on Lag BaOmer. And just to conclude, interesting as well, there are 49 days, you know, 50 days between Pesach and Shavuos. There are 64 days in between Purim and Lag BaOmer. So what's the significance of 49 and 64? So 49 is a series of 7. 64 is a series of 8. The number 7 is always used as Derech HaTeva, normal 7 days of the week, 7 years of the cycle. But 8 is always Mimalo Miderech HaTeva, Lag BaOmer. Bris Milah is on day 8, or Chanukah is 8 days. So to hear that it's a series of 8, because that's what Lag BaOmer is all about. Lag BaOmer is because on Shavuos the revealed Torah was given, the Torah Shebekhtav, and as well the Torah Shebaal Peh. That's the cycle of 7. That's the revealed Torah. However, the number 8 on Lag BaOmer, 64 days, that's when the hidden Torah was given. And that's why that's another link. Just to summarize, we discussed the Rama wrote the Heter to taking haircuts only applies Lag BaOmer morning, not at night, and others cholik. So there are different ways to understand the machokas, either within the Shita that you hold, it's over Lag BaOmer. Do you say it's based on Mixes Hayom Kukuo or Mixes Halayla? We normally assume Mixes Hayom, that's what the Rama is going with. Or you could say no, that it's nothing to do with Mixes Hayom, or the issue is whether Lag BaOmer is Chashev Kiyantev. If you hold it's Chashev Ayantev, then you could do everything the night of Lag BaOmer. But if you hold it's just out to Mixes Hayom, it's a din of Avelis, and it's just ending, it's the end of the unit, so then you have to say, it's based on the principle of mixes. You know, it seems to be a raya that it's not mixes hayom, it's a yanta, because those who start from Rosh Chodesh Iyar or after get a freebie in Lag BaOmer. So either way, that's the meaning. The meaning is to wait to the next morning, to Lag BaOmer morning, Thursday morning, this year, May 10th. And then we discussed, why is Lag BaOmer mixes yantif? Where do we find precedent? Because 24,000 students stop dying, so we make it into a mixes yantif. That we find from the Gemara in Tainis, the Gemara leads us to that the Masei HaMidbar stop dying, and therefore Tubav is a mixes yantif. And then we discuss what else happened besides Masei Rabbi, besides the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva dying. What else happened? So So we explained that there seems to be a link between Pesach and Tisha B'Av, as well as Purim and Lag BaOmer, because it's on the same day. And therefore, what's the link? So first we explained the link is from Kol of the Bracha, first from the Mabul to the Man on Lag BaOmer, Yudches Iyar, wasn't Lag BaOmer yet. And by Purim, it went from Haman's Gzera to Haman being killed. So it's an inauspicious time of revelation. We have to turn it from Kola to Bracha. Or because Rav Shimon bar Yochai revealed the Zohar, and therefore Purim was also a day of hidden. It was Nistir, so too. Lag BaOmer is this. That's why Lag BaOmer from Purim is 8. It's a series of 8 because it's Mimalami Derech HaTeva, and 7 is from Pesach to Shua. So that's why these are some of the reasons why it's a Mixas Yantav. Either Rabbi Akiva students stopped dying, or because Rav Shema Yochai revealed the Zohar, and that's why there's a big, in Eretz Yisrael, thousands of people go up to Meiron and they visit the kever of Shimon ben Yochai based on this tradition that Rav Shimon ben Yochai revealed the Zohar on this day. And that's a separate issue. If it's a day he died, why are we celebrating? Usually a Yortzeit is fast and not feast, so that's a separate discussion. Maybe we'll talk about another time.